From KUER News in Salt Lake City, I'm Caroline Ballard. Utah has now had nearly 7,400 confirmed COVID-19 cases, but 57% of those have recovered. That's according to new numbers released today by the state's Department of Health. Officials reported no new deaths and so far have tested more than 174,000 people. About half of the state's cases have been in Salt Lake County, with Utah County having the next highest number of cases. In most parts of Utah, people can now gather in groups of 50 or fewer. But the changes don't help many high school and college seniors, who are still missing out on a key rite of passage, graduation. Some schools are offering virtual commencements, but students across the country are creating online petitions to keep in-person options on the table. Mike Jones with the website change.org says it's the biggest trend on the site right now.
It has been really interesting to see people push their principals and their school districts, their college presidents, to think of alternatives so that seniors can find a way to be honored and have the sort of closure around all the work that they've put in.
There are over 500 petitions nationwide and at least 5 in Utah. Most are asking schools to postpone ceremonies until they can be done in person or finding larger venues to allow people to spread out. Lieutenant Governor Spencer Cox has a 7-point lead in the Republican primary race for governor. That's according to a new poll from UtahPolicy.com and KUTV. Cox has the support of 39% of likely Republican voters. Former Governor John Huntsman is right behind him with support from 32% of voters. Meanwhile, 23% favor former Utah House Speaker Greg Hughes, and just 6% say they would pick former Utah GOP Chair Thomas Wright. The primary will take place June 30th, and the voter registration deadline is June 19th. Former 2020 gubernatorial candidate and Salt Lake County Councilwoman Amy Winder Newton has endorsed Lieutenant Governor Spencer Cox's campaign for governor. Winder Newton's run ended in late April when she did not receive a nomination at the Utah Republican Party state convention and did not gather enough signatures to make it on the ballot. In a video released today by the Cox campaign, Winder Newton said the lieutenant governor has, quote, unquestionable character and experience working in the trenches. Democratic Representative Andrew Stoddard plans to sponsor a bill that would create penalties for police officers who share private photos of victims. As KUER's Emily Means explains, it comes after the Salt Lake Tribune reported an officer kept explicit images of a former University of Utah student.
In October of 2018, Lauren McCluskey's ex-boyfriend shot and killed her on campus. And on Sunday, the Salt Lake Tribune reported an officer who handled her case kept explicit photos of her on his phone and showed them to others. But a statement from the university says it found no evidence that the officer inappropriately shared the photo. Now, Representative Andrew Stoddard wants to hold police accountable.
Our law enforcement community has a long ways to go in terms of building trust with victims.
On a Zoom call at a press conference today, Matt McCluskey, Lauren's father, says he doesn't think the officer's actions were an isolated incident.
It stemmed from a culture that did not take women seriously and refused to hold individuals accountable.
Representative Stoddard says he'll file the bill for next year's general session. Emily Means, KUER News.
Construction crews removed Angel Moroni today from the highest spire of the Salt Lake City Temple. The 12-foot-tall statue has sat atop the Temple of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints since 1892. The March 18th 5.7 magnitude earthquake that shook northern Utah did some minor damage to the temple and knocked the iconic trumpet from Moroni's hands. The temple is currently closed for 4 years of renovation. A spokesman for the church said they had already planned to take down Moroni and the capstone, but the earthquake moved up that timeline. You are listening to KUER News. I'm Caroline Ballard.